Yeah, we need to jumpstart it on offense. I mean, obviously, the last couple of weeks have been unacceptable in terms of us getting into the end zone. I mean, that's of all the things that are important in terms of, you know, playing good offense, getting in the end zone is number one. So in order to do that, we have to execute really well. We've got to create some explosive plays, and then when we get into the red zone, we've got to be really effective. And I think if we can focus our efforts in those areas and be better in those areas, that's going to lead to some points for us.
The Twitter GMs want you all to throw deep, but you got to hold the pocket. They got to get out. What are some of the things that allow you all to throw deep more?
Well, you know, that helps in terms of scoring points, right? You got to make explosive plays. And sometimes explosive plays come from a lot of different ways, right? We can do it throwing it short, throwing it deep. In order to be able to throw it deep, one, we've got to have, you know, coverage that kind of lets you get behind it. And then two, you've got to hold up front. And then I've got to be able to put the ball where we need to make it. So we'll see. You know, obviously we'll game plan that and try and get some opportunities to do that. And then when we get those opportunities, we have to hit them and make some plays on it.
How's Justin Hardy playing for y'all?
Yeah, I think Justin Hardy's getting better every week. I think that's been, you know, it hasn't been good, but there's, you know, some silver linings. And I think, you know, Justin's been a guy that's getting better. Made a great catch last week on a third down situation, making a one-handed catch coming across the middle. And, you know, as he continues to get more comfortable, I think you're going to see how good his hands are and just how savvy a football player he is.
What do you see in the Jacksonville defense? I guess Paul's out, but Jordan Tripp's played there, and Telvin Smith is a good linebacker.
Yeah, Telvin Smith's been really good. I mean, I think he's a second-year guy. You know, he's athletic. He's about as athletic as any linebacker in the league. I mean, he runs sideline to sideline really well. You know, I think it's a defense that scheme-wise is similar to our defense. They do some things differently, but they play sound in what they do, and they force you to make plays when you get your chance. But you know, you have to execute down in and down out and be really effective against them. So I think they're playing well on defense.
Is Branch the ringleader up front?
Yeah, he's a good player. Certainly, you know, a big, long defensive end and a guy that you have to account for in terms of pass protection. And, you know, he's also solid of setting the edge against the run. So, to me, a guy that, you know, we've got to account for where he's at.
Is he fast? Or I'm trying to figure out how he scored on a 49-yard.
He looked pretty fast on that play, man. That was an awesome play. You know, to be able to knock the ball out, scoop it up, and go, he showed that he ran a pretty good 40 whenever he ran it, the last time he ran it.
You would have walked him down?
Oh, man. I've been just like the other BC quarterback, man, caught in the dust.
Man, I'm going to be the first guy picked by Thomas here. Kind of got things turned around after the you know, Michael Vick and all that this franchise had been through. Obviously, a lot of kind of heat on Thomas right now, a lot of speculation about whether he will be around after a few more weeks. I don't know if that's distracting, and your thoughts on your relationship with him and the job he's done here.
Yeah, no, I've got a great relationship with Thomas. You know, obviously, he was a guy that, along with Mike Smith, you know, at the time brought me here to Atlanta, and I can't thank those guys enough for the opportunity. I think he's done a great job for us the last 8 years. As far as, you know, distraction or anything like that, you know, we've got enough on our plate, and we've got our own issues to fix, and we've got to focus on scoring points on offense. And that's it, you know, and I think that's where all of our focus needs to be, and I think that's where everybody's focus is.
One more, too. I know you get asked about this just with the, you know, with the offensive struggles. It's also kind of put a lot of heat on Kyle and mm-hmm. and I mean, everybody out there is saying, obviously, there's something that's not meshing with you and Kyle's offense. Can you see any of that? And is there anything, you know, moving forward to make this relationship work?
You know, I think Kyle and I have a really good relationship. And you know, I think I've learned a lot of things from him. Collectively, we all haven't done a good enough job. And so... we've had opportunities with play calls. I think he's put us in some good spots. We haven't made plays. You know, as a player, I feel like you always have to look in the mirror and you have to take responsibility for what we're doing and take ownership for it. And we, you know, haven't done a good enough job of that.